Thank you. That was Chicoria on La Fiesta, 88.5 KPLU.
And you're listening to a special School of Jazz guest DJ night. Jungwoo Lee from Bellevue High School, he plays clarinet, baritone sax, a little tenor as well, is taking over the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Jungwoo, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Let's start off with the basic, how did you first get into music and get into jazz question? I guess it was when you came to the States from Korea.
Right, yeah. I moved here when I was in 7th grade. And when I signed up for classes, I was like, oh, what is this band? Is it like a electronic, like guitar, bass kind of band? That's pretty cool. And they're like, no, there's like clarinet, saxophone. I'm like, what's that? And so I'm sitting there in band class, and my director at the time, Mr. Mahaffey, is just going down the row, asking each one what instrument they're going to play. At that point, I'm panicking. It's like, what instruments are there? What do I play? And I was talking to the guy next to me, and he said he was going to play alto sax. And, oh, if you want to start on saxophone, you should play clarinet. It makes it easier. I'm like, I guess I'm playing clarinet now. So ever since then, I've been playing clarinet.
You've played some tenor sax. You also added baritone sax not long ago. But you keep coming back to the clarinet. What is it about the clarinet that keeps you interested?
Just the sheer variety of the types of music you can play with the clarinet is, I think, what gets me hooked. Everything from messager, classical, anything, to completely modern, what am I playing kind of thing. I like to mix things up. And so just having that variety available keeps bringing me back.
Jungwoo has picked a lot of great saxophone players for the show tonight. We're going to hear beautiful ballads from Joe Henderson and Dexter Gordon. We have Hank Mobley on the way, and we actually began the show with the baritone sax giant Jerry Mulligan and that beautiful version of Lullaby of the Leaves from his quartet. But we are going to switch it up a little bit next with a big band favorite from one of the greatest singers in American history. Jungwoo, why did you pick Frank Sinatra to play?
Being from a completely different environment growing up, Frank Sinatra was one of the only names that I heard growing up. And he's always had a special place in my heart. Like, this is just one of my favorite songs. And here's Frank Sinatra's Come Fly With Me here on KPLU.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Mm-hmm.
That was Joe Henderson on Blood Count 88.5 KPLU.
It's our School of Jazz guest DJ Jungwoo Lee, saxophone player, also clarinet at Bellevue High School's jazz band under the direction of Ed George. You can actually check out Jungwoo Lee playing clarinet with the Bellevue Jazz Combo from a School of Jazz studio session from about a year ago at schoolofjazz.org, where you'll also find Jungwoo's playlist from tonight's show. That was a beautiful piece. Can you tell me about the first time you remember hearing Blood Count?
It was at Bellevue College Jazz Festival, I think. The Mount Si Jazz Band played this, and the first alto player played this beautifully. I forget his name. I can't remember every time. I loved it when he played that, and I've been hooked on this song ever since.
Yeah, that's right. You play a little bit with the Bellevue College Jazz Band. How did you get into that group as a high school kid?
I heard them play, and they were playing at a level that I've never played at. And so, naturally, I'm thinking, I want to be in it. The beginning of this year, I was like, okay, well, now I'm a senior. I have some time left, so I'm going to talk to Jim Sisko. So I emailed him, and he's like, hey, you want to come in for audition? And so I did, and been loving it since then.
That's such a great story. Jungwoo Lee is here. The clarinet player and saxophone player out of Bellevue High School has picked some really great music for us tonight. We're going to hear from the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. Chet Baker with his band coming up with a real swinger in just a few, but we're going to go back to back with the romantic ballads after Joe Henderson's Billy Strayhorn tune. You've picked a beautiful song by Dexter Gordon up next.
We were just talking about how music is supposed to really convey everyone's, well, that person's emotion, and it's trying to communicate what the person's feeling. And I personally think this next song really gets me right in a deeper level than just music. Dexter Gordon with I'm a Fool to Want You, KPLU 88.5. Mm-hmm.
That was Chet Baker, I'll Remember April, 88.5 KPLU.
That's our School of Jazz guest DJ, Jungwoo Lee, a clarinet player, saxophone player, and, well, he can play a little bit of piano if pressed. He's out of the Bellevue High School Jazz Band. He also works with the Seattle Youth Symphony, and he's been playing with the Bellevue College Jazz Band. And also, Jungwoo, the All-State Wind Ensemble?
Yeah, I actually just got back last weekend. 16 hours of rehearsal that I'll never get back, but I mean...
I gotta do what I gotta do, you know?
And just recently, I guess, you got one of your first non-school gigs. You're working with a small combo?
Yeah, I just got this recently. I was talking to one of the Bellevue College guys, and the piano player there was like, hey, I have this gig. You want to come? We need a berry player that can really just play low notes and loud. I'm like, okay, I can do that. And so it turns out it's a cop gig.
Tell me about that. A cop gig. That sounds great.
I mean, I showed up to it, and it's legitimate cops. They're Bellevue Police Department people. They come, and they're like, I mean, they're completely chill. They're not how I thought cops would be, but I told my mom about it, and I was talking to her, and I'm like, maybe we can talk ourselves out of a speeding ticket sometime if we get pulled over.
If you play well enough.
Exactly. I mean, it seems like they like me so far. We had like a few rehearsals, but yeah, it's with like the Bellevue Police Department talent show or something like that.
Now, you've also had a chance to play with some wonderful professional musicians. You did the School of Jazz studio session. Mark Taylor was playing saxophone with that band. I think it was Marcus Printup with the Bellevue College Jazz Band that you got mm-hmm. to play with. And recently, Joe Locke, the world-class vibraphone player. What do you take from playing with those pros?
Playing with pros, it's always an honor. Like, just the fact that I can even keep up with them at this point, it's like it legitimately surprises me and amazes me. I am at a place I would never imagine that'd be. And ever since Mark Taylor last year, I've seen Ron Carter, Brian Carter, Marcus Printup, Joe Locke, all these big names. And even the fact that I'm getting to play with them and just watching them play, it's just given me so much inspiration and motivation to just keep playing. And when I was talking to Joe Locke, he said that when he was growing up playing, he didn't have the musical education or the musical background that we had. He just kind of went and picked up a piano and then he started playing. So it got me thinking, if he had no education and he's gone that far, and he's saying that he's amazed at how much support we have, maybe, just maybe, if I tried hard enough, maybe I'll be at his level someday. Maybe.
We've got a terrific big band piece, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra live in Cuba next. What are the differences for you playing in both different settings?
I don't know how to put it into words, but big band just has a kick that the combos just don't have. I mean, maybe it's volume, maybe it's just the different parts going on at the same time. Maybe it's the sax solos, which I really do enjoy playing. But yeah, it's both really fun.
This is Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, Sunset and the Mockingbird, KPLU. Thank you.
Great, baby. Really great.
It's my new sound. I hope the teenagers like it.
88.5 KPLU.
Thank you.
This I Dig of You by Hank Mobley, 88.5 KPLU.
It's our School of Jazz guest DJ Jungwoo Lee. He's a senior clarinet player and baritone sax player out of the Bellevue High School Jazz Band under the direction of Ed George. You can check out a studio session he did with the Bellevue High Jazz Combo in our studios. And his full playlist and all the info at schoolofjazz.org. Jungwoo, I wanted to talk to you about your opportunity to play a studio session here at KPLU. What was that experience like from someone who was there?
I mean, that was like the first combo experience at a radio. That's not something everyone gets to do. So I was very honored to do that. And being able to get the mentorship from Mark Taylor, I'm just amazed by the growth that I was able, not only me, but the peers in the combo, we were able to show over like 2 weeks. When we first got the chart, Crisis by Freddie Hubbard, I looked at the solo changes and went, what do I do? And so the first run through was just hectic. But with the help of Mark Taylor, we were able to, well, get something down. Honestly, the other tunes too, we were able to work on a lot of just combo as a whole. I hadn't gotten an opportunity to work on a combo previously. So yeah, that was a pretty cool opportunity.
Senior year in high school, what are your plans for next year for college? Are you hoping to make music a career, or how do you want that to fit in your life?
Music has always been and always will be a big part of my life. I couldn't try and describe myself without music, and so I was hoping I'd at least get to minor, if not major, in either music performance or music education. I just don't want to let it go. Music has, it's just changed a lot about me. It's affected my life a lot. And so it's a part of me.
Jungwoo Lee, our School of Jazz guest DJ. You can actually find him out in the club playing with the Bellevue College Jazz Band. They have a regular second Wednesday gig at Tula's downtown Seattle, and that show will be coming up on March 9th. Do you have any peaks ahead? What are you going to be playing that night?
We pretty consistently play this one song called Song for Bilbao. And we usually close with it, but that's just one of the most iconic songs that we play. It blows the crowd away. It's kind of great. We also open usually with Milton Swing, and that's classic too.
Well, talking about swing classics, you've picked one of those to finish the show tonight. Tell us about this last song you've chosen.
All right. This last song, well, I mean, me being a jazz clarinetist, I couldn't leave this one out. Benny Goodman, a fantastic jazz clarinet player, along with James Mack Hamilton. And it's just been an honor to be able to learn from him. And he's brought me a long way. So here's Sing, Sing, Sing by Benny Goodman, 88.5 KPLU.